Sports Beat airs every Saturday morning on KLMJ. Brought to you by Mort's Water Company. If the subject is water, let Mort's Water Company bring it up. Pump and well installation and service, water treatment, sales, service, and more. The Mort's Water Company Sports Beat is next on 104.9 KLMJ and streaming on radioonthego.com.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Sports Beat program. I'm John Moenkel. Stoked you're able to be with us today. With the spring sports season coming to a close, the summer sports season becomes more of the main focus. On 104.9 KLMJ, player interviews from Thursday's AGWSR versus South Hardin baseball game will be featured, along with the final round of interviews with Iowa Falls Alden girls soccer players on their state tournament appearance. On 99 The Wave, applicants to Cartersburg baseball players will discuss their 20-6 win at Riverfront Stadium over Center Point Urbana, along with Thursday's interviews from the DNHAP versus Grundy Center softball game. In the second half of the programs on both stations, area spring sports coaches will recap their seasons, and summer sports coaches will give updates, along with a weekly Iowa Woo interview. We'll take our first time out and get the program rolling next, as the Sports Beat is heading your way.
If you're sick and tired of dry skin, dull laundry, and chalky buildup from your hard water, call the experts at Mort's Water Company. The pros at Mort's Water know the damage hard water can do to your appliances and water heaters, and they have the solutions for you. Right now, Mort's is offering a bundled deal. Buy any Kinetico softener and get a Kinetico RO for free. Mort's Water Company, your local authorized Kinetico dealer. Call today at 1-800-HEY-MORT, follow them on Facebook, and visit their website at mortsonline.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat. On Thursday night, the South Hardin baseball team defeated AGWSR 11-2 in a game that aired on 104.9 KLMJ. Jason Eaton got a chance to do some interviews, starting with South Hardin's Casey Williamson.
This is Jason Eaton reporting for Radio On The Go Sports, being joined by Casey Williamson. Casey, tonight, winning pitcher here tonight in Ackley against a very good Cougar team this year. What was going on the mound that was helping you locate the ball so much tonight?
I was really just painting those outside corners. You know, that's what you got to do against good teams. Can't get them really anything that great to hit. And, you know, I really wanted to get us back on track tonight, and that's what we did. So,
absolutely. Coming into this one, you guys lost a couple games earlier in the week. What was the mindset, I guess, of the team, or just the chatter amongst the guys as they headed up to Ackley tonight?
Oh, just get back on track, you know, just one game at a time, and played a really solid game tonight, so.
You bet. And your pitching record, you moved to 2-2 this season, but you're right up there. Your entire staff is up there in the NICL. In fact, you guys are leading in strikeouts. What's going on the mound this season for the Tigers that's leading to so many punchouts?
We start really early in the winter. We start at January, start throwing, get on the mound, get our arms really, you know, getting them ready for the season. And I think that's helping us a lot. So shout out to Coach Wyke for that.
All right, and I guess I will just take some thoughts initially about this one here as far as the win against the Cougars from you.
It was going to be a chippy game. We all knew that coming into it. It was a conference game. We really wanted to get this one. Got us back on track, so yeah, good win tonight.
All right, and tomorrow you guys head to Woodward Granger. What do you know about them, and how are you guys preparing for those guys?
I don't know a whole lot, but it's going to be a road trip down there, so.
Absolutely. You got that long-distance road trip. Any final thoughts about this one here in Ackley as you do pick up your second win of the season?
Not much. Just go Tigers.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Casey Williamson, pitcher tonight for the South Hardin Tigers. Jason Eaton reporting for Radio On The Go Sports.
That was South Hardin's Casey Williamson after the Tiger baseball team defeated AGWSR 11-2 on Thursday in a game that aired on 104.9 KLMJ. Jason also got a chance to talk to head coach Nathan Weig.
This is Jason Eaton for Radio On The Go Sports, being joined by head coach of South Hardin Tiger baseball, Nathan Weig. Coach, tonight, South Hardin picks up a win. You moved to 12-6 on the season. I'll just take some initial thoughts about this one here in Ackley.
Just a great rebound win for us. I haven't played Tiger baseball the last two nights out. The boys knew it. The boys actually kind of scheduled their own practice today for hitting, and it's exactly what we needed. Bats were on point, and Casey pitched a wonderful game, and we just played excellent defense behind him.
You bet. And coming into this one, your pitching staff is sitting at the top of the NICL. What are you seeing out of your pitching this season for the Tigers?
We're throwing good. We've got a couple guys injured right now. If we could get two guys back healthy, we would have a four guys that on any given night could go out there, probably five or six, who am I kidding? But just throwing strikes and trusting their defense. Proud of them, yep.
You bet. And offensively, getting some good production, especially from Josh Spindler as well as Preston Dolash. What are you kind of seeing out of your lineup offensively this season?
You know, we had a little lull here the last week and a half, but right now, tonight, the guys saw the ball well. Just good at bats. Even if we're not putting the ball in play, they're just being more disciplined tonight. So hopefully this is a change that gets us going forward the rest of the season.
And kind of, if you will, what was kind of the mantra or the talk with the guys coming up here to Ackley? I mean, playing a pretty good Cougars team this season. How'd you guys prepare for this one?
Yeah, we knew they were going to be coming for us. They do every year. They're a good team. They play with a lot of energy. We knew that was going to be part of the game. And we knew if we took care of ourselves and played Tiger baseball, we'd be able to come out with a win. Did I see it going like this? Probably not. But proud of our guys' fight tonight for sure.
You bet. Any final thoughts about this one here in Ackley as you guys move tomorrow to Woodward Granger?
Yeah. Just hope we keep this momentum going. This is what we played like to start the year. If we can play like this going into the postseason, who knows what will happen. It'll just be hopefully a good end of the season for us.
All right. Congratulations on the win tonight, Coach. And this has been Jason Eaton reporting for Radio On The Go Sports.
That was South Hardin baseball coach Nathan Weig after the team defeated AGWSR 11-2 on Thursday night. Here's AGWSR coach Adam Clark.
This is Jason Eaton reporting for Radio On The Go Sports, being joined by Adam Clark, the head coach of AGWSR Cougars baseball. Coach, obviously tonight not the result you're looking for, but we'll just take some initial thoughts about the game here against South Hardin.
Weig's team always hits the ball well. They always take the ball exactly where it's supposed to go. They're a tough team to get out. They don't beat themselves. You have to get 21 outs. So knowing that, you got to play clean. And when you give them extra outs, they take advantage. They did a great job. They did exactly what they were supposed to. We had plenty of hits to score. Probably not 11, but we had more hits than runs we scored. We just didn't string them together. It's pretty simple. They were sporadic rather than clustered, and we need to cluster hits together if we're going to score runs.
And Coach, you have a quick turnaround tomorrow against Hudson. What do you look for with this team just between now and that game to try to sharpen up heading into that one?
This team is not last year's team or the year before. This team is resilient. This team will fight. This team will respond to a game like this and come back and give Hudson more than they can handle.
You bet. And you guys have had a great season at the plate. What have you been seeing out of your offensive guys that are hitting? You have several hitting over 300 coming into this game. What are you seeing out of them as the season goes on?
They're doing their job. They're hitting for each other, not for themselves. Of course, we'll have games like this, and we'll have, you know, games like Jessup where we start leaning more into our own stats than our team stats, and we have tough games. But a majority of this year and why we're winning baseball games is because we hit for the guy in front of us and the guy behind us rather than the guy in the box. And as long as we continue to do that, we're going to carry the best average in the NICL.
All right. Thank you very much.
Those were interviews from the South Hardin baseball team's 11-2 win over AGWSR on Thursday night in a game that aired on 104.9 KLMJ, including Tiger baseball player Casey Williamson, head coach Nathan Weig, and AGWSR coach Adam Clark. The sports beat will continue momentarily.
Hustle on into Hampton Fairway for their two-day specials this Friday and Saturday. For the grill, at the meat counter, USDA Choice Whole Boneless Ribeye, $14.99 a pound. All Natural St. Louis Pork Ribs, $2.76 a pound. In the produce aisle, buy one, get one free, Little Potato Company Potatoes. Get thirsty on these hot days? Well, Fairway has Anderson Erickson Lemonade, $1.99 each. For a sweet dessert, look for Tillamook Ice Cream, $4.99 each. Hampton Fairway, always fresh, always Fairway.
Jake's Auto Body, where a proud American takes care of your vehicle like it's his own. Jake is hands-on with every job, collision repair, truck bed liner spraying, headlight replacement, auto waxing, whatever makes your car or truck shine. Here's what matters. Jake works for you, not the insurance company. Your satisfaction comes first every time. This 250th birthday to the USA and to all Americans, Jake's Auto Body celebrates the pride of owning a business built on hard work and honest service. Jake's Auto Body, Highway 3, Dumont, where American craftsmanship still means something.
You're listening to 104.9 KLMJ. Stay tuned. There's more to come on Sports Beat, presented by Mort's Water Company.
Radio gets results. We listen in our home. We listen in our car. We listen while we work. Radio's wherever we are. So when you got something to say to me, there's just no better place to be. Cause radio gets results. Radio gets results. It's the soundtrack of our lives. It's the place that makes us smile. People are listening everywhere, all up and down the dial. So when you got something to say to me, there's just no better place to be. Cause radio gets results. Yeah, radio gets results.
Give radio on the go. KLMJ and KQCR a call at 641-456-5656 or 319-346-1234.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat. Didn't get a chance to air this interview last week, so I have one final interview with members of the Iowa Falls Alden girls soccer team on their appearance in the state tournament, which was the first time in program history.
Let's start off. Let's just go around the table. If you could each introduce yourself with your name, grade, and position. Let's start over here.
I'm Kimberly Kingsfield. I'm a sophomore, and I play midfield.
I'm Demi Bobian. I'm a senior, and I play fullback.
I'm from Valencia. I'm a sophomore, and I play defense.
I'm Sophia Valencia. I'm a sophomore, and I play midfield.
I'm Miranda Valencia. I'm a freshman, and I play cam or just in the midfield.
All right. I want to go back to that moment on Thursday when you guys made history, going to state for the first time ever for this program. What was that like for you guys to be able to get that accomplished and, obviously make a school history here at Iowa Falls Alden?
Well, I don't really know about anything about them as a team. Like, I didn't look them up or anything. Like, I just didn't want to get in my head. So, like, going into the game, I had no idea what to expect, which I think was probably the best thing, because then I didn't overthink what was going to go down.
I feel like when we scored our first goal, that's when it really clicked to us that we could do this. And then when we ended up winning the game, it was just surreal, and we were all really happy about it.
I feel like if we didn't finish the game, because we felt that they were going to cancel the second half. So when we finished the game, we knew that we could do so much better than we had already been doing the first half.
Yeah. Overall, I feel like we're all pretty excited. Going into the game, it was a really big, are we able to do this? Mm-hmm. And as Kimri said, as soon as the first goal went in, we were like, oh, we got it.
I feel like it was a big challenge for all of us because, like, our conference is good, but it's, like, not a really big challenge for us. And getting to play a team that we don't really know or have played against was good, and just we can improve and learn from them. And when we won, I feel like we were all very happy and, like, just, yeah.
I want to ask about what the journey for this team has been like, because you guys have had a lot of good seasons here over the last several years, yeah. But never quite able to break through to state until this year. What's that journey been like for you guys over the last several years?
I would say for me, like, it's a great way to, like, end my time in soccer, especially as a senior. And, you know, it's something, like, that we never, like, expected to be able to do. Like, oh, yeah, it'd be really cool if we did. But, like, you kind of just never think that it's really obtainable until it happens, I guess, so.
This season, I feel like it was a lot like the movies. We had a bunch of challenges, like people not being able to play, our coach not being here, and we got through all of them, and we ended up being able to go to state.
So yeah, it's Morgan's cool. Revenge tour.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You guys got anything to add to that?
Well, I feel like as a freshman, it's really nice to just say, oh, yeah, my first year we went to state. And I mean, if we won, it would be pretty cool. But like just going to state, like the first team in our conference and just first team overall, it's just really nice. And it feels really nice.
It just feels surreal, everything. The team is a really nice team. It feels like a family instead of like just like a team. But yeah, everyone's so welcoming and it's nice.
You're good. All right. Throughout the season, what have been some of the most like important standards that you guys have held yourselves to, or that the coaching staff has given to you guys? Anything kind of come to mind there?
Just Morgan. Sometimes he wants us to be perfect when we practice. He's like, we'll get a water break like after we do like two perfect ones. And like after some time, you just get into your head that you have to be the best you can every practice, every game, so you can do the best, like, yeah, you know, up the hill.
I think passion is a better word. He really loves what he does. Thank you. And it really shows. To be honest, when I first came to the team, I was kind of scared. But after my second year here, it's really inspiring, actually. He doesn't settle. He actually believes that we can do better. And that leads us to believe that we can do better, too.
I feel like he holds us to really high standards in practice as well. Because, you know, he can be very strict about certain drills and stuff, and he can like be very vocal about what he doesn't like. But I feel like if he wasn't like that and if he cared about your feelings, we wouldn't be going to state. So
I think we had a bunch of goals that we set before the season, and a bunch of it was confidence too. Like, okay, our conference, like, we've been champions for 5 years in a row, but like, I don't know. We just, I don't know. He made us,
we're always looking to improve.
Wait, okay. So he said that we need to like fly through this conference, and I don't know. I feel like it was more than that.
He said fly through the conference, but then he always kind of like inferred to state like we were going to go. Like he like kind of like, it's just like, yeah, and then get ready for state.
Like, and we didn't really believe it either.
Yeah, but I feel like it was like he just put it in our heads that we were going, and almost so.
And it worked, I guess.
That set the tone, like, for everything he did.
Yeah, he talked about it like we already made it, so.
Every time after a practice when we're going to have a game, he's like, I already know how the game is going to go, and most of the times, it happens.
Well, yeah, because Hampton Gaming is like, I had a dream that they scored 2 on us, and then they scored 3 on us.
So they actually scored 2.
I feel like Morgan's just a good coach for us. And like in 8th grade, I started practicing with high schoolers, and I felt like scared because they're all just so older than me and like so much taller than me. And like, I was so scared of Demi at first. She looked so scared, bro. And like, but just like talking to Morgan and like going to open fields or just open gyms, like, I felt like that's what I actually want to do for the rest of my life, because it's something that I love, and the sport, I genuinely like, it's amazing. And he really inspired us to do like to be where we are right now, because I feel like if it weren't for him, we wouldn't be going to state, because he's always just like, he believes in us, and that's just really nice.
Looking back on the season as a whole, what would be some like defining moments for this team? Whether it be like a big highlight moment, highlight win, or maybe some tougher times that you guys were able to grow from as a team?
I feel like there wasn't a lot of time that we all were able to like be all together between Morgan not being able to coach for half the season and our first playoff game. So 8 games he was out. And then Grace couldn't play for how many games? Too many.
Yeah.
And then my ankle sprain. And then, like, a bunch of little stuff, just with people, not like, being gone for random reasons. But I feel like we really didn't have a whole lot of opportunity to be all together for one, like, season. But, you know, towards the end, like when you put it all together, it really came out.
I think one of our big highlights was at the Nevada tournament, and we beat Nevada, because that's something we haven't done in a long time. And also beating Dyke, that was a really big highlight, too, because we haven't done that in a very long time as well.
It was definitely a confidence boost.
Yeah.
There was a game we played in Webster City, and that's the first game Morgan came back, and didn't we win 10-0?
10-0
then. And we just called it the Morgan effect, because this was his first time back from his... break.
Yeah, I think that's the one I was going to say too.
Yeah, I feel like just going to state is just like really big, and that's one of our biggest accomplishments so far. So,
And throughout the season, you guys have had one of the better or one of the highest scoring offenses in all of Class 1A. What have been the like the keys to success being so effective offensively here this year,
Grace?
Well, we also need people to get the ball to Grace. Yeah. So we've been working a lot on our through balls and passing in practice, and that's basically how we get her to score a bunch of goals. So.
Yeah. And also, Susie. Yeah, I also feel like even when she was out, we were still able to like keep it up and stuff. Well, because she was she there for Webster when we turned out? Was she out for that one?
No, she wasn't there.
So like I feel like even Grace being gone was kind of like proof to the team that like okay, you can still like hold your own without. Like certain people there, like without Grace there, without Morgan there, like you can still find a way, like as a team.
Yeah, you just have to put in the mentality that you can do it. Just think that Morgan is there yelling at you in the field.
Yeah,
I know Jill and Autumn definitely aren't as scary. So
yeah,
I'm more scared of Autumn, not Autumn, Jill than Morgan. Like
yeah,
well, okay. Another thing Morgan said about our offense is we have like people. When he hasn't really had this in past years, who have, like, different talents. So we have dribblers, we have, I don't know, like, we have people who can fly to the goal, we have speed.
Yeah, we got Cameron, and she can just beat every single defender by herself, just, like, flying down the field, just take a couple big touches, and bam, she's there. The Twins, crazy footwork, and Grace just scores like a maniac.
Essentially just confidence in our team, knowing our own strengths and how to play out of them. Knowing Cameron's a great mid defense. Mm-hmm. Knowing Kylie's a great dribbler. Knowing Cameron's a big speed person. Knowing Demi's leg, it's absolutely going to beat any defense.
Yeah.
All right. On the flip side of that, you guys have had one of the best defenses in the state of Iowa in Class 1A this year as well. What have been the keys to success on the defensive end? You know, really holding a bunch of teams off the board, like, I don't know, 14 goals or something this season, giving up total?
Kicking hard and far.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I feel like, yeah, you can pass it in the defense, but, like, if you just launch it, like, it just resets everything. So it's...
Yeah.
Okay, and having seniors in the defense makes, like... When he rotates younger people in, it gives them confidence. And we have Aubrey, she flies forward more. So, and then Tessa is like a rock back there. And then Demi can just kick it super far.
I feel like every single person we have on defense, like I know in past years, not like everyone, but like, you know, people mess up. So like if someone get the ball, you know, you get a little antsy. But, like, on our team, I genuinely feel like every single person on defense, when they get the ball, I can trust them with it.
Yeah.
And so, as another defender, then you can kind of hold your own ground instead of worrying about if other people are going to be in their spot. And, yeah, we have Alyssa starting defense. We have, is it Alyssa, Tessa, me for seniors?
Mm-hmm.
And then Isabel sometimes when she's not hurt. And I feel like, too, the pressure of, like, being a senior and, like, not wanting to lose because it's your senior year also adds to that.
Overall, trust in the defensive line, I think, it's also a big factor. Knowing that even if you mess up, there's someone behind to cover you. And knowing to not give up for them.
You take the stress off of Abby.
I feel like it's just, like, everyone having their own little strengths. Like, Ivy, she's really strong in the defense, and she'll, like...
I forgot to say Ivy.
She's super aggressive, too, which is really good. Tessa, who talks and can guide everyone around. Same with Alyssa.
She talks.
Yeah. And... Aubrey who can, like,
kick the ball.
Yeah.
She can just get her foot through the ball.
Yeah.
Aubrey's just athletic, like, all around. Like, I feel like putting her back there was really smart because she's just an athlete.
Yeah.
I feel like for the next years, I think we're going to have a good defense. They're going to have a good, like, the next generation is going to.
Yeah, we're not necessarily worried about next year. Like, we're confident and, like, because we have, like, enough young people where it's not like we're graduating everyone.
Yeah. So, I feel like when Morgan said he doesn't know what he's going to do next year, so he's experimenting a lot with he was experimenting a lot with the defensive line. So, he, like, was able to put people there and find their own strengths. Like, two freshmen, I think.
Yeah, we started in.
And I'm not sure. Who else? But
started in striker, but then he moved her to defense, and that's where she does best.
That was my final group of Iowa Falls Alden girls soccer players after they qualified for the state tournament for the first time in program history. The sports beat will continue momentarily.
Hello, Eldora and Iowa Falls Hy-Vee shoppers. Stock up this Father's Day weekend with free delivery through aisles online with your Perks card and a $75 purchase. Fire up the smoker with Choice Reserve whole brisket for $4.99 a pound. Grab our special recipe brats, 8 for $12, and sweeten the weekend with our 12-count bakery fresh cookies, just $4.99. Plus, don't miss out on our Father's Day steak sale this Thursday through Sunday featuring Choice and Angus beef steaks, along with yellowfin ahi tuna steak and swordfish steaks ready for the grill. Thank you for choosing Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Shine the light. Butler County REC members are encouraged to nominate someone making a positive difference in your area. Your nominee could win a $3,000 donation to the charity of their choice. For details or to nominate a volunteer, visit iowashinethelight.com this month. Butler County Rural Electric Cooperative also reminds you to bring the family for the annual Green River Days this Friday and Saturday. From carnival rides, food, and parades to the Ninja Warrior course and great live bands both nights, it'll be a fun time for all in green.
Mort's Water Company Sports Beat continues on KLMJ. Stay tuned.
If you're sick and tired of dry skin, dull laundry, and chalky buildup from your hard water, call the experts at Mort's Water Company. The pros at Mort's Water know the damage hard water can do to your appliances and water heaters, and they have the solutions for you. Right now, Mort's is offering a bundled deal. Buy any Kinetico softener and get a Kinetico RO for free. Mort's Water Company, your local authorized Kinetico dealer. Call today at 1-800-HEY-MORT, follow them on Facebook, and visit their website at mortsonline.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat. On Monday night, the Hampton-Dumont Cal baseball team was swept in a North Central Conference doubleheader at Algona in games that aired on 104.9 KLMJ and Radio on the Go's YouTube channel. After the game, got a chance to talk to head coach Matt Lokenwitz. All right, Coach, a couple games that unfortunately got away from here tonight at Algona. Fresh on your mind, 17-3 here in Game 2. It was something really kind of got away from you at the end. They scored 6 in the 6th and another 5 in the 7th on you.
Yeah, it was one of those things that we were competing, we were battling with them. You know, we're really young, so we have a sophomore on the mound, and they're really good. They're tied for the top of the conference lead, and I think now Humboldt, I think, got beat by Webster City, so I think they probably have the lead now in the conference. But we were battling with them. You know, it was a 7-run game, or a 7-4, 7-3 game in there, and call didn't go our way. Things kind of spiraled on us. We had to switch pitchers a couple times. Couldn't quite find the strike zone towards the end there. And then it really jumped out of the way. But going into the sixth inning, I mean, it was a 6-3 ball game, and we're competing and doing our thing. And, and then some walks and some other little things kind of got away.
Start of the game, though, I mean, you guys were right there with them. You know, Vosburgh was throwing some good pitches and things like that. So certainly some things to build upon there from that start to game two.
Yeah, it was one of those things that, I mean, up to that point, we're playing pretty good defense. Misplayed a few throws to third base. That sun's really bad here. He said he couldn't see it with the sun in his eyes. So, you know, we do those types of things. But Vosburgh's playing really well. We're playing good defense behind him. Putting the ball in play, you know, making them have to try to make some plays. They walked a few guys, and we got them around and in. We were able to compete there. Again, it just we can't seem to get out of those, you know, real big innings. And right now we're giving up those 4, 5, and 6-run innings, which we got to try to get away from.
Mm-hmm. Going back to the first game, falling 11-1 in that one, a game where it seemed like a lot of mistakes really kind of racked up, really added up, ultimately, letting Algona kind of run away with that one as well.
Yeah, that was another one. You know, we had first and second, nobody out in the first inning and couldn't score. And then third inning, we had first and second with one out and we couldn't get them in. And they just, we walked a lot of people. I think we had 14 free passes between walks and hit batters and whatnot. We out hit them, you know, we out hit them 5-3 and get beat 11-1. You know, at some of those things that we have to get better at the little things. We can't allow them, you know, the umpires and ourselves and different things. We have to make them beat us. And that's for them putting the ball in play. And we just didn't do that tonight. And if we're going to walk 14 people, we're going to lose a lot of games.
When it comes to overcoming some of these mental mistakes, is experience just going to be a big factor in that, or maybe some other things that kind of come to mind as far as overcoming some of these challenges you guys have had?
Yeah, they just got to play, you know, and they got to keep playing some of these high-level baseball games. Like I said, this is a really good team. You know, they're in the others category on to be rated. They're in that top 15 category, and they're really, really good. So we have to just get into these games, get into these situations, compete with one another, and get them to really learn that, because not only are we young, but even our seniors that are playing haven't really played in the last few years. You know, they're still inexperienced when they get out there. So they just got to get into these games and really experience just what it is and all these different things. Some of these scenarios you can't replicate in practice. You know, you can't go through that with a lot of this stuff. So just by getting in here and playing and doing the different things, you know, they will get better. We have seen it. We've seen flashes of us being pretty good. So hopefully their confidence stays high and we can continue to build on some of the things we're doing. Mm-hmm.
And the good thing about baseball is you get a chance to, you know, flush this and go right back at it tomorrow. What are you hoping to see out of your team as far as a bounce back?
Yeah, hopefully, first of all, we need to go throw strikes. Can't go out there, especially in a non-conference game, and walk 10 people again, you know, a double-digit walk. So hopefully we're going to throw some strikes. We'll play good defense behind them. The bats started going here. We had a tough one on Thursday. Really didn't put the ball in play very well. But prior to that, you know, we were 2-1 in the week prior to that one, 2-2 in the week last week. So they are starting to put it together, starting to put some wins and stuff together, which is what we want to see. So that's what we want to see with the bounce back. Continue to hit the ball, continue to make those plays, and then get on that mound and be confident throwing strikes.
That was Hampton Dumont Cal baseball coach Matt Lokenvitz after the team fell in a North Central Conference doubleheader at Algona Monday in games that aired on 104.9 KLMJ and Radio On The Go's YouTube channel. The sports beat will continue momentarily.
Personalizing your loved one's final service allows family and friends to feel connected. Hi, this is Patrick Sietsma with Sietsma Atkinson Funeral Home. We offer many options of personalizations, including a one-of-a-kind video tribute that combines family photographs with music of your choice and professional effects to share your loved one's special journey. At Sietsma Atkinson Funeral Home, Highway 65 North in Hampton, we provide an unmatched level of service and attention to detail.
Heating and plumbing, because you deserve the best.
Coulter is celebrating 125 years, and Murphy's Heating and Plumbing has been proud to be a part of the community for over 40 of them. From Ron and Sandy to Keegan and Becca, it's family, it's tradition, it's a commitment to Coulter and Franklin County that runs deep. Murphy's Heating and Plumbing, here yesterday, here today, here for whatever's next.
Because you deserve the best.
Murphy's hopes you'll attend Coulter's Quasquicentennial Celebration this Saturday.
104.9 KLMJ FM, Hampton, Iowa Falls, Parkersburg. Broadcasting from the Crown Jewel Travel Studios. Now, more on the Coach's Corner, presented by Mort's Water Company.
You're listening to 104.9 KLMJ. Stay tuned. There's more to come on Sports Beat, presented by Mort's Water Company.
Step into history, wonder, and inspiration with the Radio On The Go Travel Club and Crown Jewel Travel. Join us June 14th through the 19th, 2027 for an unforgettable journey to the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum. This incredible 6-day, 5-night motor coach adventure includes visits to the life-sized Ark Encounter, the world-famous Creation Museum, and the powerful National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. Experience breathtaking exhibits, biblical history brought to life, stunning gardens, interactive displays, and inspiring stories that will leave a lasting impression on travelers of all ages. Your trip also includes lodging, delicious meals, comfortable motor coach transportation, and gratuities, all while traveling with friends and fellow adventurers from our area. Departing from Hampton, this is a trip you don't want to miss. For reservations and information, call Derek Jewell today, 641-425-8068. Travel with the Radio On The Go Travel Club and Crown Jewel Travel to create memories that will last a lifetime.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat. Earlier this week, I got a chance to talk to APD&H United head coach Cody Cummings to recap the season where they qualified for the state tournament for the first time in program history. APD&H United head coach Cody Cummings joins me right now on Radio On The Go Sports as we recap the season here, historic season for the program. Cody, now that you've had a couple weeks to kind of just reflect and soak things in a little bit, what do those last couple weeks of the season mean to the guys, you know, being able to make history with this program, making it to the Class 2A state tournament for the first time in program history?
Oh, I mean, it was great for the boys. Just shows the growth of year over year and the team building, the trust, and just how much they really wanted and worked this year for sure.
Yeah, and so I want to go to just the postseason run as a whole, because you guys were absolutely on fire here throughout the playoffs. Obviously started with that big win over Iowa Falls Alden, huge victory over Nevada. I think that really kind of turned the tables in your favor in this whole sub-state bracket. And then that close win over Webster City before falling to the eventual state champs in that first round. Just what a postseason run, right? I mean, what can you say about what your team did here in the playoffs?
Oh, absolutely. Again, that was a whole lot of trust, a whole lot of just everybody wanting it so bad. Again, coming to Iowa Falls, knew they were going to be a little bit weaker team, but still to show up and perform. And then that got us into Nevada, and you know, we were really excited for that match. We knew they were going to be a good team. I personally felt they were definitely underranked this year because, I mean, they competed right there with Gilbert. I think that was a 2-1 loss that they had to them. And honestly, I think they had a stronger attack than Gilbert, just not as strong on the defensive side. So it was really, really great team, and we kind of took it to them there in that second half, and the boys just thrived on that.
All right, and then when it comes to some other things with the team here, I want to move on to some All-State selections from the Iowa Soccer Coach Association here. Aiden Merrill gets on the first team here as in his junior season. Max Cummings here in his freshman season makes it onto the Class 2A second team. So some fantastic honors for those two guys. What can you say about them making it on those All-State teams here this year?
Yeah, I mean, fantastic players, fantastic teammates and kids in general. It's nice for a couple of our kids to get recognized for all the hard work they put in this year. Have a few more that I wish would have gotten honored on there, but when you only make it so far in state, it's kind of hard to get too many kids on there. But again, Aiden had a fantastic year, put up a whole bunch of goals for us. Max was pretty crucial in the midfield there as well, and just as a freshman, captain stepped up.
When it comes to kind of the program as a whole, you taking over here in your first season as the head coach and kind of helping foster this continued culture of, you know, two schools coming together for one team. Just talk about that a little bit, how that kind of played out here this year. It seemed like everyone just got along great and there was no real rivalry within the team. It was everyone together for one cause, right?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was. You're really right on about that. It's just a great group of kids from two great small town communities. Well, a couple of small towns, but school districts, we'll say. And they're out there for one cause. It's one team, really. Like, if you didn't know we were combined schools, you wouldn't be able to tell at practice or on the field.
Taking a look at some other stats here this year, we talked about some of those more offensive type guys, but looking at the defensive end of the field here, especially, you know, you look at sophomore Isaiah Olson in the goal. 85.1% save percentage there, only 25 goals against here on the season. So fantastic defense that you guys had this year as well. Just what are some thoughts on how you got it done that end of the field? And we kind of talked about some of those offensive players here already.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, going to Isaiah, that save percentage is insane. He actually broke our record that was held by our former goalie, Adrian Eastman. And so he set a record there. Parker Mulder set a record for defensive stops. And going to defensive stops, all four of our defenders this year broke last year's defensive stop record. So just fantastic effort by them. We had our two playing time seniors back there leading the pack, and fantastic effort by everybody from the defensive side.
And you guys had some team awards that you guys handed out here as well. If you kind of talk about some of those, if you got a list in front of you or something like that, you kind of run through some of those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Going off of defense, these were kind of some coach awards we did here. We had defensive player of the year. That one went to Parker Mulder. He led the pack in defensive stops and provided a few assists as well. And so he's kind of, stepped into a strong role there. We had what we call the ace, our leading goal scorer. That one went down to Aiden Merrill, obviously, as our primary target forward there. Again, he broke not just the season record, but the career record this year for goals scored in his junior year. Then going into our assists, we had Zion Uhlenhaup, freshman, as our assist leader this year. I think he ended up with 26 on the season, and just pretty great season for him as well. And then we had another award that was kind of this one was player voted on. We went for MVP, and Max Cummings got that one. Just the most well-rounded player on the team who thought his teammates helped their chances of success the best.
Just a few things left for you here. When it comes to, the end of the season like this and the postseason run that these guys put together here, what are you hoping are kind of the biggest takeaways for some of these guys? You know, maybe for the seniors that kind of left this as their lasting legacy, kind of their last dance in their high school careers as they get ready to go out into the real world. What are some of the big takeaways you're kind of hoping that they can have from these experiences that they had playing soccer this year?
Yeah, I mean, one of the primary things about, again, the seniors, I'm just hoping they take that leadership impact out into the real world and realize that they can be a big voice in whatever organization or workplace that they're in and grow from that as people. And then hope they realize, that, again, two players who didn't get a whole lot of minutes last year. I mean, Levi was kind of our 12th man as a junior. Dax really wasn't a primary field player for us as a junior, but he stepped up really strong this year and made a tremendous impact. And I think that just shows what hard work and dedication can do for you.
And then on the flip side of that, for those guys that are going to be coming back next year, how are you hoping that they can kind of take these experiences and apply them to next season, knowing that you're going to have that state tournament experience, you now know what it takes to get there and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think most of that comes down to kids pushing themselves, trusting each other, taking things seriously. I mean, I know it's a game. Everyone wants to have fun, but they also have some very high expectations for themselves. And we coaches have some high expectations of them because we see the talent, we see the potential. And again, I hope they just put in the work in the off season and come back next season believing that they can be there. Because this season we came in, with one returning starter, and it was kind of what can we do? Where are we going to be? What's the team going to look like here after we get rolling? And, again, made it the furthest in program history, broke a bunch of goals. We had the least goals scored on us this year as well. Came close to tying our season win record as well. Just a whole bunch of success from what should have been a rebuilding year. And I think a lot of that comes down to the kids and the work they put in, the trust they have in each other.
And I don't know about you, but it seemed to me that there was a whole lot more buzz in the community about the sport of soccer between you guys, the AP girls team making it to the state tournament for the first time ever there, going all the way to the semifinal round. I have to imagine that was super cool for you guys to just kind of see the community rallying around you guys really in an unprecedented fashion, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is still Midwest, small town Iowa, so soccer never gets the big buzz that we would like. It's reserved for football and basketball primarily. But towards the end of the season, we were getting just as many spectators as we would for a regular season football or basketball game almost. And, even last year when we had a very senior-heavy team, we were making a good run towards the end of the season too. I remember one away game, there were six people in the stands. And that's for both teams. And, I think just about every family had six people there watching towards the end of this year. And then the girls had a phenomenal run as well, made it to the state semis this year. And so it's just really good to see that from the community side and just see that kids can have that to look up towards and know that soccer is a thing that they can take seriously.
Well, I think we're just about out of time here today, but is there any final thoughts you'd like to share about the season or about the program as a whole before we wrap up?
I mean, it was just a great season all around, and just so proud of the team and the kids in general, and definitely looking forward to next season. And hopefully we can build on this season. Have a couple of big shoes to fill with our seniors leaving, but return most of our team and basically our entire reserve roster there that we rotated in. So big expectations for next year, but kids will have to step up and prove it to themselves and community and state.
You bet. That's been APD and H United head coach Cody Cummings here on Radio On The Go Sports. Appreciate the time as always, Cody, and I'm sure we'll see you around here during the offseason.
Thank you.
The Sports Beat will continue momentarily.
Summer is here, and Dale Howard Auto Center just made it the best time of the year to get behind the wheel of something new. Listen to this lineup. Dale Howard's exclusive Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram at employee pricing, plus a $500 gas card. That's a deal that basically pays for your road trip. For Ford lovers, Dale Howard's also has Ford employee pricing. Yes, really. And on the GM side, Chevy Silverado 1500s now have 0% financing for 60 months. 0%. We'll wait while that sinks in. Plus, for keeping your current vehicle rolling this summer, remember Dale Howard's legendary service perks. Always free pickup and delivery. Always a free check engine light report, because that little orange light deserves an answer, not anxiety. Visit DaleHoward.com for complete details. All offers apply to select inventory, and not all buyers will qualify for 0% financing. Jump into a new car, truck, or SUV this summer and pay less when you trade at Dale Howard Auto Center, Iowa Falls, and Waverly, helping you get there.
There's still time to join the Butler County Fair's grilling competition Saturday, June 27th in Allison. Open to non-professional barbecue enthusiasts featuring St. Louis-style pork ribs. You will need to bring your own grill and other needed items. Register by this Friday. See the Butler County Fair Facebook page for more details or to sign up. Remember, the Butler County Fair has Nashville recording group, The Castellos. Friday night and other grandstand shows. The Butler County Fair, a place we call home. Get early bird discounts on your Super Saver passes at butlercountyfair.org.
Mort's Water Company Sports Beat continues on KLMJ. Stay tuned.
If you're sick and tired of dry skin, dull laundry, and chalky buildup from your hard water, call the experts at Mort's Water Company. The pros at Mort's Water know the damage hard water can do to your appliances and water heaters, and they have the solutions for you. Right now, Mort's is offering a bundled deal. Buy any Kinetico softener and get a Kinetico RO for free. Mort's Water Company, your local authorized Kinetico dealer. Call today at 1-800-HEY-MORT, follow them on Facebook, and visit their website at mortsonline.com.
West Fork softball coach Sadie Winfrey joins me here on Radio On The Go Sports as the Warhawk season is underway. As always, coach, thank you for taking time to speak with me today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Coach, as the team is 10 games into the season with a 6-4 record, as of this interview anyway, I just wanted to get your take on the start of the season for the Warhawks.
It's kind of a new year for a lot of us. My returners have gone to the state tournament in the last couple of years, and they've taken on some new roles this year, which have been a change for them. And then I also have some underclassmen that have come up and filled some varsity roles as well. So, they're all doing a really good job at, being okay and, showing that they're here to play the role that they need to make our team successful. And I'm really proud of them for being okay with working into a new position for some of them.
You bet. And one of those is, I would say anyway, is Brooke Rother, junior on your roster, has done the bulk of the pitching this season, a little bit different from her pitching role last season, as she wasn't the starter. But what have you seen out of her as she's settling into this starting role as a pitcher?
She pitched a lot of our JV games last year, and she continues to work hard. She's been in a lot of high pressure situations, as I say, and she's done a good job at keeping her composure. She's able to laugh a lot of things off and just have fun while playing. So I think that really helps her, and she also has a great field of teammates behind her to help her when needed. So they've also helped at times too, but she's doing a really good job for the start of the season.
All right. And looking at some of the stats and the roster of the team, looks like you got a fairly younger group, three juniors, three sophomores, three freshmen, a couple eighth graders, just two seniors. So what are you kind of seeing out of your roster early on here in the season?
Yeah, that's, you know, a lot of them, even some of the sophomores and things, they're it might be their first time, you know, with a varsity role or something completely different. So again, I'm proud of them for, you know, stepping up and being put into this position this year and being ready for it. And I think they kind of saw, or got some excitement for that from the last couple of years and being at the state tournament. So, they're working hard and they're willing to do what they need to.
And looking at the offense so far, Briley Dickman has a team high 464 batting average, eight RBIs. JoJo Schmidt also hitting very well, seven RBIs, seven runs. What are you seeing out of your team offensively at the start of this season?
Yeah, Briley's such a leader as a senior, and you know she's able to keep her head up when she needs to. Maybe things aren't going so well, but she's a leader. And we've talked about offensively. And I talk about this a lot, just they seem to, and you know, one person, it's like a domino effect. If one person starts hitting, then everybody does. So I got her at the beginning of the lineup now because she does a great job of being that leader, you know, to get it going. And get it started. And JoJo as well, as they both this last week went 3-for-4 and 4-for-4 at bat. So they did a very good job at executing offensively.
And we've talked about a few players in your lineup. I do want to give you an opportunity to maybe shout out any other players for their efforts this season.
Yeah. You know, my other senior, my catcher, Abby Schoening behind the plate, when I talk about Briley being a leader, she's also one that like they do a wonderful job of leading the team and, you know, sometimes taking over conversations and saying what needs to be said when I'm not there, and things like that. And, are very respected by other teammates. Aisley Winfrey got put into a new role at shortstop. She was in the outfield, so she completely switched areas, I would say, and she does a great job too. She looks like she was meant to be a shortstop. But even a lot of my other positions, you know, they're young, but they're doing well at adjusting to what they need to do to, you know, be successful in the following years that they still have left.
You bet. And just kind of taking a bird's eye view of the team just overall, what are you hoping that this team can do this season, and what areas are you hoping that they see the most growth in this year?
Yeah, you know, we a lot of big games. We've talked about, you know, just having nothing to lose. They've had some big wins. And then we've had, you know, other times where we know that we could have done things better. So I'm hoping as the season progresses that they show that improvement. You know, you get an opportunity to see teams another time. So that's a chance to show the improvement and growth that you've made. So that's what I'm looking to see.
And of course, coaching takes a ton of time and energy, and you can't do it yourself. So I did want to give you an opportunity to shout out to the staff you have helping you out this year.
Yeah, I got one assistant coach, me and Jessica Minier. So she does a great job at keeping me in check and helping me out wherever needed. So I'm lucky to have someone that's willing to do whatever I need them to do and ask them to.
All right, just about out of time today, but any final thoughts that you'd like to share about the team or the season so far?
I don't think so. I appreciate you for having me on.
All right. That is Sadie Winfrey for West Fork Softball, and this is Jason Eaton reporting for Radio On The Go Sports.
The sports beat will continue momentarily.
Shine the light. During the month of June, Franklin REC and Butler County REC members are encouraged to nominate someone who's making a positive difference in their communities. Your nominee could be one of three winners who receives a $3,000 donation to the charity or community organization of their choice. For details or to nominate a volunteer, visit iowashinethelight.com. That's iowashinethelight.com before June 30th. Franklin REC, Butler County REC, along with all the Iowa Electric Cooperatives, thank you for helping to shine the light on community service.
Hello, Eldora and Iowa Falls Hy-Vee shoppers. Stock up this Father's Day weekend with free delivery through Aisles Online with your Perks card and a $75 purchase. Fire up the smoker with Choice Reserve whole brisket for $4.99 a pound. Grab our special recipe brats, 8 for $12, and sweeten the weekend with our 12-count bakery fresh cookies, just $4.99. Plus, don't miss out on our Father's Day steak sale this Thursday through Sunday featuring Choice and Angus beef steaks, along with yellowfin ahi tuna steak and swordfish steaks ready for the grill. Thank you for choosing Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
You're listening to 104.9 KLMJ. Stay tuned. There's more to come on Sports Beat, presented by Mort's Water Company.
You like saving money, right? We all do. That's why Allstate just lowered the price of car insurance. Not, but wait, there's a catch. Lower. Actually lower. So if you're shopping around or just want to see how much you could save, check Allstate first for a new lower auto rate that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Please be advised. You may want to stop eating the following foods immediately. Broccoli, kale, blueberries, quinoa, spinach.
I thought those were good for me.
What's healthy for one person may cause inflammation for another. So how do you know what your body actually needs? That's where Viome comes in. Viome is a simple at-home gut health test that analyzes your real-time biology to give you personalized nutrition guidance and custom supplements. Learn more at Viome.com/gut. V as in Victor, Viome.com/GUT. And use coupon code GUTHEALTH50 to save $50 off your purchase.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat. Earlier this week, I got a chance to talk to North Butler softball coach Austin Guerrero about the team's strong start to the season, being ranked in the IGHSAU Class 1A rankings. North Butler softball coach Austin Guerrero joins me right now on Radio On The Go Sports. As at the time of this interview, Bearcats are 11-2 on the season, 5-2 in the top of Iowa East. And Austin, appreciate the time as always here today. Obviously, a great start to the season for you guys. What's kind of your take on how you guys have been able to get things rolling here this season and play some really strong softball here so far?
Yeah, you know, I think the way we've started off was it goes kind of hand in hand with our off-season program and kind of a foundation piece we've set the last several years. So 3 years ago, this is my fourth year as head coach, but 3 years ago, you know, we had kind of a rough season. We only won five games, and we were starting a lot of eighth grade freshmen, girls, a couple sophomores in there, and now they're all back for 3 years in a row and have kind of understood what it takes to, you know, be competitive. And that's coming in your off season and, you know, putting a lot of time in the cages, putting a lot of time on the mound and just being around each other and seeing, you know, that day-to-day grind of what the softball season can be like. So just really proud of our girls for putting in all that time and effort. And then it's kind of showing now this season for us.
Yeah, looking at some games last week, looks like you got a dominant win over Dunkerton, 10-0 on a Thursday night, on a day that you had to work on the field all day to get ready for that one. 6-3 over Rockford, 5-0 over Nashville Plainfield. What was kind of your take on that stretch of games for you guys last week?
Yeah, every week is a big week, and you know just as much as I do, you know, you're playing four or five nights every single week. So part of it we talk about is taking care of your body too. And, you know, you're going to have some sore arms. You're going to have, you know, a little bit of nicks and bruises here and there. But we always talk about, you know, it's going to take every single person on our team to be successful. And we've had several people throughout this entirety of our season. We're 13 games in, and I think, you know, we've had probably 17 different girls play throughout the season. And even if they're not starting, they're ready for, you know, maybe it's a pinch hit opportunity, or they need to be a great base runner that's a pinch runner, and things like that. And our girls have really bought into their roles this year, and I feel like that's what's really helped us succeed and have the success we're having.
Talking some personnel here, starting with the pitching staff here, Camry Grown, really salty season for her so far, a sub-1 ERA. Opponents are batting just 150 off of her. What are you seeing out of her here in the pitcher circle this year so far?
She's our tone setter for sure. She's kind of, you know, lead by example person, not a super vocal person, believe it or not, and it's kind of funny. You know, we talk about how tremendous her season has been, and she's one that's going to harp on herself more than anybody else. So she's always like, I missed this pitch there and I missed this. We're like, hey, I think you're doing just fine if you have a sub-1 ERA. So like I said, she's our tone setter. She just really mans the circle, and she really you know, gives us a good backing and good support, and really makes our fielders feel like, you know, they're out there to help support her, and she's done a tremendous job of just doing that. So several games this season, you know, we've kept teams, I think our average runs against us this season are 1.8 or just at 2 runs a game. So when she's doing that, she's a high strikeout pitcher, but she can also pitch to contact, and she just keeps us in a lot of games when we're only giving a couple runs up.
Yeah, and when it comes to the rest of the positions in the field, it looks like a decent amount of people that got a good amount of varsity experience under their belts, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, yep. And that kind of started. Zoe Thompson was another one, started since her 8th grade year. She's our shortstop. She does a great job being vocal and kind of, you know, getting our whole group rallied behind her, and really just fielding their position and just ready for the ball every pitch, every play, is what we kind of talk about to our defense. Is, you know, we know Camry's a great pitcher, and she's going to get her strikeouts when they're there, but we also need to expect the ball to be hit on every play. And you know, I think we're doing a better job of that. There's nights where, you know, we've been a little bit sloppy, but you're going to have that here and there. But just really, it's just everybody taking, you know, their role seriously, being ready every play and making the plays that are there that need to be made.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the conference stats right now on Bound in the top of Iowa East. You guys as a team are leading the league in batting average as well as RBIs on the season. What have been those keys to success offensively, being so efficient at the plate here this year?
Yeah, that's without a doubt where we've made our biggest stride, and that's what's helped us, you know, more on the win column this year. And I think that goes back to not even necessarily anything that I'm or our coaching staff is doing, but we have a lot of girls that are playing off season almost year round now, and they're playing fall ball, they're playing spring ball. They're just getting that many more reps each and every weekend when they're going to these tournaments and playing high profile games. You can just see the confidence that grows with that. Because a lot of it we talk to them about is just a lot of the, when you step into the box, it's your confidence, understanding and knowing you're picking your pitch out and waiting that something that you can swing. We call it their best swings, and we never want to cheat our swings. And I think that's kind of the approach they've had at the plate this year. So I think we have right now 6 or 7 girls that are hitting over 300. And, you know, we generally bat about 10 different people throughout the night. And I, you know, to have 8 people plus over 250 and all that is going to put you in some good places to succeed.
All right, just a couple things left for you here. When it comes to the rest of the top of Iowa East here, looks like a really strong league, especially up at top here this season. You got quite a few ranked teams as of the latest IGHSA rankings. So going to be a challenge night in, night out. Just what's your take on what the rest of the league is looking like here this year?
Yeah, very, very, very tough. And we enjoy that, though, because we like, you know, every night is a battle, and you can't overlook any single person in our conference. And, you know, for us, it's just a day-by-day approach. Like, we don't look too far ahead for certain matchups against any team. We just focus on who we have that day, and then we regroup and we talk about, you know, what went well, what could we do better, and how can we improve. And then we move on to Tuesday on the week and so on and so forth. But we know what's ahead of us, and we know, you know, you got to keep racking up wins. And before the postseason brackets come out, if we can pick off one or two of those top-ranked teams in our conference, that'll help us hopefully get in a higher seed. So we'd love to try to play at home as long as we can. I know last season we had a good end of the year and really kind of ramped it up, and then we had to make a 2.5-hour trip, and that's, you know, never easy to get off a bus, and we came just short. So we talk about that every single day, as if we can, you know, do what we can, take care of what we can. Hopefully we're playing at home in front of our fans.
You bet. And when it comes to the upcoming schedule here this week, Northwood, Kansas, BCLEW, a chance to avenge an earlier loss to the Newman Catholic, and then Central Springs before looks like a little bit of a tournament here this weekend as well. So looks like another busy week for you guys.
Yep. Every week is a grind for us. And we talk about just everybody being ready. And it's going to take all 20 of our girls that we have on our roster to help us succeed.
All right, just about out of time here today, but any final thoughts like to share about North Butler softball at this point?
No, just very happy for our girls and just excited to see the progress they've made due to all the hard work they've put in the off season. You know, if people want to come watch some quality softball, come on over to Allison. We'll always take you to come watch. And the girls are doing it the right way. And that's my favorite part about our program is we're good kids and we play for each other and we play for the name on our jerseys. So thank you guys for your time and always appreciate talking to you guys as well.
You bet. That's North Butler softball coach Austin Guerrero on Radio On The Go Sports. The Sports Beat will continue momentarily.
Jones Appliance and TV.
Get Star Spangled Savings during the Jones Appliance and TV 4th of July Savings Event. Select sale prices as well as added company rebates on the name brand appliances you trust. Maytag, Amana, Whirlpool, GE, Speed Queen, just to name a few. Pay less through July 8th during the 4th of July Savings Event in downtown Iowa Falls with the Joneses.
When it comes to your home, you'll find it at Jones.
See store for details.
What service does your vehicle need? An oil change, coolant for summer, brakes, tires. Hardin County Tire can help you with regular maintenance and repairs. Ask about tire rebates from Hercules, Goodyear, and other brands. Hardin County Tire has tires for nearly everything, including campers, trailers, ATVs, and lawnmowers. Don't forget a coolant check for warm weather driving, and have them check your cabin filter so your AC flows good and strong this summer. That's Hardin County Tire, Iowa Falls and Radcliffe. For your appointment, dial up 1-800-698-4229.
Mort's Water Company Sports Beat continues on KLMJ. Stay tuned.
If you're sick and tired of dry skin, dull laundry, and chalky buildup from your hard water, call the experts at Mort's Water Company. The pros at Mort's Water know the damage hard water can do to your appliances and water heaters, and they have the solutions for you. Right now, Mort's is offering a bundled deal. Buy any Kinetico softener and get a Kinetico RO for free. Mort's Water Company, your local authorized Kinetico dealer. Call today at 1-800-HEY-MORT, follow them on Facebook, and visit their website at mortsonline.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat. Earlier this week, I got a chance to talk to Iowa Falls Alden baseball coach Wyatt Zeisman about how the team's season has gone up to this point, including an upcoming trip to the Field of Dreams next week. Iowa Falls Alden baseball coach Wyatt Zeisman joins me right now on Radio On The Go Sports. At the time of this interview, the Cadets are off to a 5-11 start to the season, and coach, appreciate you taking some time here today. I just kind of want to get your take on the season up to this point. I know you've had some ups and downs. What's kind of your take on things here up to this point of the season?
Yeah, this season, we're not exactly where we, saw ourselves at the beginning of the season or where we want to be. We've had some things, unfortunately, not go our way. We've been kind of fighting the injury bug all year where we had, we lost two guys to graduation last year, and so we came back with seven guys returning, and we were pretty excited about that, and the majority of our pitching staff coming back. And then unfortunately, before the season started, we ran into an injury bug and had a couple guys get hurt with season-ending injuries that were some key starters for us and returners. And so that kind of put us back a little bit, but we thought we were going to be okay. And since then, we've had a couple more guys going down with some injuries and stuff like that. So to this point in the season, we've been playing with four or five freshmen on the field a lot of times. And, I don't think we've had a game where we've had at least three starters out, I think, for every single game, returners from last year out for every single start this year. So we've been kind of working with some inexperience, having to learn quickly, I guess, when it comes to getting thrown out onto the varsity field. So kind of different than what we expected going into the season, but that's where we're at, and we're just working through it and hopefully continue to work through it.
You bet. That's all you can do at this point with the cards you're dealt. When it comes to this week's games, you did get your first conference win of the season, 18-11 over St. Edmund, including a big-time 12-run sixth inning that night. Split the doubleheader there, then got a win over Charles City here on Tuesday. What's kind of your take on the slate of games here this week?
We're short one of our starting pitchers right now that we have had early in the season. He's battling some injuries, so we're down him. So we knew these conference doubleheaders are going to be an issue, just with the amount of arms we have on the staff and the amount of games, non-conference games we have the rest of the week, every week. So, we're going into this week, hoping to get a sweep over St. Ed's. Things didn't go our way. Ran into some sore arms right away in the first game. And so then kind of changes our game plan for the night. So we were able to split there, come back last night, and got a good win, a gritty win. And, you know, so what I'm seeing is some grit from the young guys and wanting to win, you know, but the big thing that kind of kicked it off, like you said, was that 12-run inning against St. Ed's in that second game. And that was just the bats coming alive and the young guys getting some confidence at the plate and seeing the bottom of our order get some key hits and timely hits to keep that inning rolling. And that's kind of what we needed and kind of what we've been talking to kids about.
Offensively this season looks like a really strong year for a few guys batting over 400 on the season. Brooks Hickman, Rain Petrie, Ryder Petrie, I guess they're just a little bit under 400 batting average, but all three of those guys get on base over half the time. So when it comes to some of those top batters, what have you seen offensively here this year?
Yeah, you know, they've grown quite a bit, and they put a lot of time in the offseason, those names specifically that you mentioned with the Petries and Hickman. And the Petries are both returning all-conference players. So, you know, it's kind of what we expect from them, kind of what we need from them. You know, we've talked about it as a staff. We need a handful of guys to be in that top 300 area offensively, and then we just need our bottom half of the order to kind of get that one out of three hit type games, and that's going to help us offensively. Those guys have done a great job for us, those leaders and the ones that are leading the way with our batting averages and getting on base. And it's just been one of those things that unfortunately in certain games we didn't get the key or the timely hits, but that started to change a little bit this week. And so hopefully we can keep that ball rolling and get some confidence with those lower side of the batting order and the younger guys and keep it rolling.
All right, so you guys have a big-time opportunity coming up next week. You'll be heading over to the Field of Dreams on Tuesday, June 23rd, to take on Appleton-Parkersburg in a non-conference game. So what can you say about that opportunity and, I guess, ultimately how things kind of came together? Did you have to do any, like, fundraising or anything like that? Or what's that kind of been like for you guys?
You know, for a couple of years, I've been wanting to do something fun for our team, go to Principal Park or Target Field or Field of Dreams type thing, just something different. And it came, I just started emailing different places and finding out what the costs are and you know, where and when they're available. And we were able to lock down the Field of Dreams for a place to play and rent it, and the school board the booster club jumped on board and said, yep, they'll take care of it, and they're helping us out big time there, and so that's been awesome. And we're able to find an opponent in AP to play us there, and then from there we're just trying to make some excitement with it and make it kind of a whole day thing. So next Tuesday it's going to be a full day for our team, as we're going to the Metropolitan Theater in Iowa Falls is going to, they rented us the theater for the morning. So 11 o'clock, they're going to have a showing of the Field of Dreams. It's open to the public, and our baseball team obviously is going to be there, and friends and family, and hopefully some fans will come out and fill a theater up and watch the Field of Dreams at 11 o'clock. And then we'll have a little send off for our players as we head down to Dyersville right after the movie and leave right from the theater and go down there and spend some time on the field and just, you know, enjoy the the whole, I guess, feeling of being down there at the movie site, and then get to play a game that night, JV varsity, and looking for a lot of fun, and it just make the season fun, make the game fun, and give the kids something to look forward to.
You bet. So that's coming up here on Tuesday, June 23rd. That game will air on 99 The Wave and Radio On The Go's YouTube channel. We'll get that link sent out here as well. Coach, when it comes to kind of getting this thing turned around, what are kind of some of the top key things that kind of come to mind if you guys are to get this thing turned around here in the second half of the season? What's got to go right for you guys?
Well, we got a couple things, you know, in our favor. The second half of the season, we do have some tough opponents in there, but we do have a more manageable schedule. You know, getting through some of these injuries is going to be the big key. Trying to get guys healthy. Like I said, there's a couple guys that are out for the season. But there's a couple guys that we're trying to rehab and get back into a rotation with us. And, you know, those guys will be key to get back on the field for us. Just bringing some maturity, some experience onto the field, even if they don't get a lot of playing time, they'll still bring some of that with them to the dugout and to the field. And then, you know, like I said, our second half of the season, we do have a little bit a favorable schedule where we think we can get some wins in there. And then the young guys, just they're getting more reps, they're getting more time, they're getting more varsity at bats, and every single one of those is going to help them improve with their, you know, their trust of their abilities and their confidence at the plate and defensively. And so we're really hoping that, you know, we can, it's kind of, you know, drinking from a fire hydrant, but we're trying to do that with these guys quickly and get them experience and confidence. So some of these young guys that have had to step up into those positions can really help us out. And we've seen a lot of improvement from them. And if they continue to do that, it's going to be a better second half of the season.
All right, just about out of time here today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share about the team here this time?
Yeah, no, we're just excited. You know, one thing we do have is we have some good leaders on the team, and we're just looking forward to building the team. And I guess the adversity we've seen this year with ups and downs, and the guys in and out of the lineups, you know, it's those things are going to make us stronger. Not necessarily – it might not show immediately, but those things will make us stronger for the second half of the season and for next year as well. So we're really looking forward to what these guys can do and what they can become and develop throughout the year, and looking forward to the second half of the season.
All right, this is Iowa Falls Alden baseball coach Wyatt Zeisman here on Radio On The Go Sports. Appreciate the time as always here today, Coach, and we will catch you next week out at Dyersville.
Thank you. Thank you for your coverage.
The sports beat will continue momentarily.
Who is Farm Bureau Financial Services? At our core, we're relationship builders. We're home and auto bundlers, life insurers, farm and ranch protectors, and retirement planners. We're neighbors, friends, and the people you can count on for years to come.
Dave Eberline proudly serves Butler County and beyond. See the Eberline office, Main Street, Clarksville.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Hi, this is Allie Flint, a certified physician assistant at Franklin Medical Center. As the newest member of the care team, I'm here to support, listen, and help you stay healthy, whether it's for routine care or life's unexpected moments. I'm proud to serve this community and look forward to getting to know you and your family. Call 641-456-5065 to schedule an appointment with me at Franklin Medical Center in Hampton. I can't wait to see you.
You're listening to 104.9 KLMJ. Stay tuned. There's more to come on Sports Beat, presented by Mort's Water Company.
Want your business to be seen on the web? Do you want to reach a larger social media audience? Ever dreamed of seeing an ad for your business while you're watching TV? Keep listening. On the Go Media not only offers great advertising on powerful radio brands 104.9 KLMJ and 99 The Wave, but we now offer a robust suite of digital marketing options. Choose display ads to be seen by web users in geographic areas you choose to target. With our strong social media following, boosting your post through our radio brands also allows it to amplify your message to a larger audience. On the Go Media can also create and place TV ads on popular free streaming services, as well as some limited subscription-based services. The pricing on these products is competitive, and in most cases we find lower than other media organizations who aren't as invested in our local schools and communities as we are. Whether you're an experienced digital marketer or just want to know more about this exploding world of advertising options for your small business, reach out today and email radio@radioonthego.com. That's radio@radioonthego.com.
Iowa Woo head coach Victor Mann joins me right now on Radio On The Go Sports as the Woo gets set for a trip to Eau Claire here this weekend. Coach, appreciate the time as always here today. Last week it was a tough loss against St. Joe, one of the last undefeated teams in the league. What was your take on how things ultimately kind of got away from you guys last week?
Well, we just didn't take advantage of the early opportunities. I mean, you know, we talk about a game of inches. We get a long touchdown run call back early in the game. Say our quarterback stepped outside the run lane, which you really couldn't tell by the film. which it was pretty close. And I think from the view that we got, he did go outside the run lane by, man, maybe an inch. But it's a game of inches. So I know if we get that play, I mean, it just changed the dynamic of where that game goes. I mean, at that time, at that point in time, I mean, we'll take a double-digit lead with our defense playing lights out pretty much, which, you know, you need good things to happen so the flow of the game can continue to go the way you want it to go. We didn't make a play right then, end up giving up a safety two plays later, and then end up giving a touchdown a couple of plays after that. Actually, we got defense end up getting a stop, and we end up turning the ball over, and then they end up scoring a touchdown, and, you know, defense still kind of held up pretty decent. But we just didn't close out the opportunities that we had during the game.
Yeah, and you just kind of mentioned it, but it seemed like the defense, you know, while you did end up giving up quite a few points there, especially a lot late, it seemed like they didn't really play that bad last week, despite giving up, you know, a decent amount of points. Just what's your take on the defense this year? You had mentioned, you know, being able to kind of play lights out earlier in that game against the Goats last week.
I mean, our defense played well. If you look at the game, the defense wasn't an issue. I mean, the offense, we gave up – I mean, if our defense gave up 30 points, offense, we gave up the other 40, you know, by not being able to execute, by getting it inside the red zone, not being able to score, by having a turnover here, turnover there, interception here, fumble, giving up some pressure where we was supposed to. So, I mean, if the offense could just meet the defense halfway, I mean, that's a different ball game. But hat goes off to St. Joe. You play against a team like that, you know that you got to be clicking on all cylinders, and we just wasn't.
Yeah, and then on the offensive side of the football, I believe on the stat sheet, you had it was around less than 10 yards of total offense at the halftime of that game last week. So what kind of comes to mind as far as some of the areas on offense that need the most work in order to kind of turn things around on that side of the ball?
Well, I mean, that, you know, those numbers make it kind of skewed because, I mean, we had, I mean, think about it. We started the game off with both all three of our drives was actually positive yards. And then you get those big sacks, the big penalties. I mean, that's what kind of pushed you back. So, you know, we was having some success. We just wasn't completing the deal and, you know, getting those late sacks going back and a fumble. I mean, that take away from a lot of the yardage being gained. Defense had us in some good situations too, so the field advantage was pretty much, you know, on our side, if not even. So we just gotta click. We gotta make some plays happen. We gotta have some plays go our way. We can't tip balls thrown behind. I mean, we gotta play some clean football and get some positive things going.
Yeah, and in this 0-3 start, I guess what are some other factors that you have kind of identified that have kept you guys out of the win column so far? Like, whether it be like. Obviously, you'd mentioned, you know, some turnovers and things and stuff on offense, but it seemed like there was a decent amount of penalties and stuff last week too, right? Like, what are some of those kind of biggest factors that you guys kind of identified?
Well, sometimes with the penalties, man, with the rules in our league and the inconsistency, you have some things that's called. You know, I can't never always go by the penalties that are called in the game and say we got to correct certain things because I don't agree with a lot of the penalties that happen during the game just because of our rules and things that the referees say he see and don't see. And so it's kind of hard to say, okay, we need to get more discipline at this. We need to go discipline at that because every week is kind of something up and down. But, I mean, that's just the growing pains of when you're in the league, when the rules are kind of that much different than the regular game of football. Sometimes you're going to have those type of ref errors. Nothing against our referees. I think they do a great job. I just think with some of the rules, it's sometimes again in crunch time where the coaches perceive a rule to be a certain thing and the referees see it to be something different and we're not on the same page with it. So it happened more often than I would like it to happen. So sometimes they come into effect with the calls during the game.
You bet. Do want to give you a chance to talk a little bit about the roster here because I know you brought on at least a few new guys here for the game last week against St. Joe, if I'm not mistaken. If you can kind of talk about some of those new guys that you were able to kind of bring on here.
Yeah, so one guy that stood out that we enjoyed to pick up was number three, Trayvon Colbert, Louisiana guy, played at Louisiana Lafayette. He played pretty good, played a couple of different positions for us. Nice returner. That was a good pickup. So that was a bright spot pickup. Also, Keontae Chavis, he had a touchdown in the game. He plays on both sides of the ball, plays in the defensive front. also play at one of them tight end spots. So both of those guys step right in and play well for us. And, you know, we just want to click and try to get some positive things going. And I'm looking forward to this weekend, just getting another opportunity to be able to compete.
You bet. So when it comes to taking on Eau Claire here this weekend, what are some things that they bring to the table that that you're preparing to face here this week?
Well, I mean, they're looking for a win just like we're looking for a win. So both teams have nothing to lose. I mean, when you both 0-3, the advantage they do have is they're playing at home. But right now they're searching for some positive football play. We're searching for some positive football play. So at the end of the day, somebody is going to have some type of success throughout this game.
You bet. What are the biggest areas of optimism? What gives you the most confidence that you'll be able to go up there and hopefully pick up a victory here this weekend?
I mean, we're grinding today. So the thing about it is you just want the opportunity to get out there and perform and kind of rewrite, you know, the narrative. And that's what we want to do right now. I mean, that's our whole goal, to rewrite the narrative. Everybody done pretty much wrote us off. And, you know we have several games left in this season to accomplish some things that we want to accomplish. And, you know, that's what it is. So having the opportunity to be able to play gives me the optimism that every time I go out there to play, I'm out there to win.
You bet. And speaking of grinding and being out there for practice and stuff like that, just out of curiosity, what does kind of a typical week of a game prep look for you guys, whether it be your practices on the field, your film study, things like that? If you kind of give me a little synopsis of what you guys' typical schedule would be.
Yeah, so normally guys get up, kind of get that little workout in. We have meetings, both defensive and offensive meetings. Then we start our pre-practice in the early afternoon for about 30 minutes, and then we'll practice for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And we'll do that on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Normally on our Mondays, Monday we call it Recovery Monday, where we come, get a light jog in, get a lift, get a whole lot of stretching, walk over some of the plays that we didn't do so well, talk about some things, and then we give the guys, you know, pretty much off after that. And then on Fridays normally is a travel day. This week with us traveling, but we don't have to travel as far. We'll just we'll come in and do pretty much like a run through for about an hour and be done, and then get ready for our trip on Saturday morning this week. Normally on the day that we do travel, we'll be done on Thursday, and then we get our traveling on Friday. So it just depends on how far the trip is on the road and whether we plan it home or not.
You bet. Well, Coach, just about out of time here today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share at this time before we wrap up?
No, don't fall asleep on us, because we're going to come running.
All right, that's Iowa Woo head coach Victor Mann here on Radio On The Go Sports. Appreciate the time today, and best of luck here this weekend.
Okay, thank you.
The sports beat will continue momentarily.
Alden Diesel is ready for Alden Days. Vince's crew hopes you'll get your tractor ready to go for Saturday morning's Dave Lancaster Memorial Ride, starting after breakfast at 8 o'clock a.m. at the Alden Fire Station. Everyone will be back by 11 a.m. for the big parade. Later, Alden Diesel hopes you enjoy the good food, music, and fun, including the kiddie pedal tractor pull at 1 p.m., plus free kids' train rides throughout the day on Saturday. And when you need service on tractors, big trucks, and trailers this summer, as well as equipment rentals, see the team at Alden Diesel and Barrow Barn, just west of Alden.
If you're sick and tired of dry skin, dull laundry, and chalky buildup from your hard water, call the experts at Mort's Water Company. The pros at Mort's Water know the damage hard water can do to your appliances and water heaters, and they have the solutions for you. Right now, Mort's is offering a bundled deal. Buy any Kinetico softener and get a Kinetico RO for free. Mort's Water Company, your local authorized Kinetico dealer. Call today at 1-800-HEY-MORT, follow them on Facebook, and visit their website at mortsonline.com.
Back one final time on this week's edition of the Sports Beat from Radio On The Go Sports. Thanks again to area guests for joining us today, including those on 104.9 KLMJ, including interviews from Thursday's AGWSR versus South Hardin baseball game, along with the final round of player interviews with Iowa Falls Alden girls soccer players on their state tournament appearance. Those listening on 99 The Wave heard from Appleton Parkersburg baseball players discussing their 20-6 win at Riverfront Stadium over Center Point Urbana, along with interviews from Thursday's DNHAP versus Grundy Center softball game. We also heard in the second half the programs from area spring sports coaches recapping their seasons and summer sports coaches giving updates on their programs, along with the weekly Iowa Woo head coach interview. Please find this program on demand at radioonthego.com. Then be sure to tune in again next week at the same time and on the same station for another edition of the Sports Beat. I'm John Moenkle reporting. Have a fantastic rest of your weekend.
You've been listening to the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat with radio on the go. If you missed any of today's program, you can listen to the podcast under the sports tab on radioonthego.com. Be sure to thank Team Mort's for being the exclusive sponsor for the Sports Beat, heard every Saturday on KLMJ. Tune in again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. for another edition of the Sports Beat, brought to you by Mort's Water Company. If the subject is water, let Mort's Water Company bring it up.